News. Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. They're cleaning up in North Harris County after at least one tornado touched down on Monday. Meanwhile, crews from the National Weather Service are working to figure out the size and strength of Monday's tornado. National Weather Service meteorologist Bradley Brokamp.
Judging from what I saw yesterday on radar, it looks like most of the reports we got occurred where the strongest rotation was seen on radar earlier. It appears to be in the rough same location as Champion Forest area, kind of south of Hooks Airport.
Surveys of the damage and what witnesses saw during the storm will allow the National Weather Service to give the tornado an EF number. The Texas Tribune reports a state education commissioner met with the senior director of Turning Point USA earlier this month. They reportedly talked about setting up chapters in all Texas high schools. News 88.7's Bianca Seward says a meeting came days before Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick pledged $1 million in campaign funds.
According to records obtained by the Texas Tribune, Texas Education Commissioner Mike Morath met with Turning Point USA leader Josh Tifo on November 3rd in Austin. It's unclear if any formal partnership has been made. A spokesperson with the Texas Education Agency told the Tribune, Commissioner Mike Morath meets with a variety of stakeholders interested in public education. Turning Point USA already has partnerships in other states like Florida and Oklahoma. Club America, which oversees Turning Point's high school chapters, lists on their website more than 275 clubs already established in high schools across Texas. No schools in Houston ISD are listed, though there are several chapters listed in neighboring school districts like Katy ISD, Pasadena ISD, and Humble ISD. I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
The arguments for and against the state's new congressional maps are now before the U.S. Supreme Court. The deadline to file briefs in the case passed yesterday, with multiple groups weighing in on the redrawn maps. Those maps give Republicans an advantage in next year's midterms. Mostly clear skies, cooler temperatures tonight. Overnight lows should be around 56 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow, high near 68. I'm Gail DeLauder.